Four's Company, final 30 minutes with you here on Memorial Day. Hope you've had a great three-day weekend. Our usual show, 6 to 6, will be back tomorrow. Robbie Rexrode, Chasing Big Joe, Caroline, Willie and D-Mace, and Jared Stillman back after getting Friday off. We got to fill in for him there. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Brandon Aldridge. Guys, it's been a fun weekend. We've been on the air for a long time this weekend. We had 4 hours on Friday, two on Saturday, and this will be 3.5 today, but it's been fun. We got into a lot of good things.
Smooth talking, man. It's just been constant, just conversation after conversation. Gotten some good reception from the listeners, which is always good to hear. We appreciate all y'all listening throughout our tenure here so far with doing Four's Company.
Yeah, you guys said it best. I got nothing. We appreciate you. We appreciate Chase McCabe for allowing us this opportunity to, you know, kind of call us up to the big leagues for a little bit. And this is our spring training, but we appreciate you and all the nice comments you guys have had to say for us. And we appreciate the mean ones, too. It really helps us to know, you know, we're not everyone's cup of tea, but we could be yours, and that's all we want.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody listening in this weekend, and you can listen in every Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. We won't have Nick Kieser with us on Saturday as he is on his honeymoon. If you missed our recap of Nick Kieser's wedding from Nick Frazier, that'll be in the first hour of our show today. It's been a fun one so far. We've talked a lot of Titans. We've each gotten to, you know, talk about a topic that has been important to us. Let's just talk about some of these playoffs going on right now. NBA, the conference finals have not exactly been great. We got 2-3-0 series. Even though a lot of those games have been close, it looks right. Like we're leading towards a Mavericks-Celtics NBA finals. But how about the Panthers-Rangers game yesterday?
Crazy.
Panthers pretty much dominated that game. I saw that they had almost 100 shot attempts in that game and lost in overtime, 5-4. Rangers, they won the President's President Cup, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yes. They did.
So maybe trying to end that curse. They're up 2-1. Big game coming up, game four. I believe that's tomorrow, mm-hmm. down in Florida. Panthers trying to even up that series. And then Edmonton-Dallas, 1-1. I believe tonight. Game three is tonight.
Tonight, man.
Yep. So we've talked a little bit about it. We're loving the NHL playoff, the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NBA hasn't been great, but I think a Celtics-Mavericks NBA Finals, I think that does draw a lot of eyes. And seeing Luka versus Jason Tatum and Kyrie Irving facing his former team, I think that'll be a fun series as long as we don't see the impossible happen with either Indiana or Minnesota.
I'm intrigued, though. I mean, you mentioned, you know, the possible of the Mavs versus Celtics, but I would like to get y'all's both opinions on this about who is the face of the NBA now.
Playoff?
No, I'm just saying, like, during the playoffs right now, like, everybody's currently gravitating towards Anthony Edwards. You know, he's just been like this big superstar for Minnesota.
Yeah.
But with them being down 3-0 in their conference, you know, series, you can't really call a guy face of the NBA after that.
He did have that poster dunk last night.
Yeah.
That was
very Jordan-esque.
I think, yeah.
Last night. That was ridiculous.
Are you going based on the four teams right now? Or
yeah, just, I would say so.
I have to, honestly, I would go Luka.
I think so, too.
Luka is putting up triple-doubles on a nightly basis, and he's, yeah. I mean, I think it was game two, he hit that step-back three with three to go and won them the game, and, you know, he's talking his trash, like kind of like Jordan almost, and
yeah.
I think it would have to be Luka, because Luka is showing you he's been the most consistent player this playoffs, and he knows how to win.
Now, what if the roles were reversed a little bit? Say if Denver went on to the next round to take on the Mavs, would you include Jokic into that conversation as like a face of the NBA?
He just doesn't have the personality to be the face of the NBA. Like I think that's part of being the face of a league is you have to be a little like marketable, would be the way to put it. Like LeBron and Steph and even Kevin Durant, like, I don't think it was intentional, but, like, his burner tweets and, like, the My Next Chapter stuff, like, even when it's negative, like, it can make you a face of the NBA. I just don't know if we have one of those right now. There are a lot of tier two, like, I would put Jason Tatum in there.
Yeah.
I think
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joker, like, Kawhi Leonard. Like, there's a lot of guys who are talented enough. I think perfect example, like Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think he had all of the makings of it, but he just hasn't capitalized. Like after winning that title back in 21.
Yeah,
it just hasn't been the same. And you thought maybe putting Dame by his side this year was going to be the difference. But
then they hired Doc Rivers. They fire their first-year coach midway through the season and hire Doc Rivers, a perennial choker. You set yourself up for failure there, Milwaukee. I mean,
yeah.
Well, Doc Rivers hasn't won anything since, what, 08 with Boston? And that was the team with Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, that big four.
That was a star-studded team.
Yeah.
Who has blown the most 3-1 leads in NBA history? Doc Rivers.
Good old Doc Rivers.
Seems like it happens almost every single year. Didn't get the chance to do it this year with the Bucks. Be sure to chime in on our text line, phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We do have Parker on the line wanting to talk some Vols baseball. I believe this is Parker Kelly.
Is this our Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
hey,
Parker?
Hey, man, what's up?
Happy Memorial Day, and I just want to commend y'all on doing a great job, as always, on Forest Company. Really enjoying listening so far.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you calling in.
I know I'm changing the subject on y'all, but I just wanted to talk a little baseball since the tournament just got released and everything. So I wanted to look at Tennessee's side of the bracket in the Knoxville Regional. Lots of potential storylines here with Southern Miss coming to Knoxville, and that is a big storyline because of everything that happened last year with Tennessee having to go to Hattiesburg. So a lot of fans were upset about that. So that's storyline number one. Storyline number two is Wake Forest. They're playing in the Greensville Regional with East Carolina. So I don't want to look too far ahead, but if Tennessee is able to come out of the Knoxville Regional and a potential matchup with Wake Forest, Wake Forest's number one pitcher, Chase Burns, a transfer from Tennessee, storyline number two. So lots of interesting things to look at in the tournament, and I'm thinking the NCAA loves some good storylines. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, appreciate that, Parker. It's true, and you think that some of these selection committees are impartial, and they're going to set it up the best way. 1 through 64, it's going to snake, and you're going to get the best matchups. But we know that that's not all it is. Like, we were just talking Vanderbilt women's basketball. In the tournament this year, Columbia's head coach came out and basically trashed the SEC. Guess what? Who did they get matched up with? An SEC school. Both the men and women's brackets, Nebraska's athletic director leaves for A&M, and they get matched up in both the men's and women's brackets.
You see it in every sport, like,
The committee's a little spicy. They like to get some of those storylines going, even if it's not like the S-curve, like, all right, one seed here, four, five, all across. They did it to Tennessee. They did, putting Southern Miss in that bracket and then matching them up with Chase Burns possibly in a super.
I would love – I just – for the storyline itself, I would love to see Southern Miss just go into Knoxville and just take it to them. Yeah. I would love to see it.
I feel like – I hope our listeners don't think we're the number one Vols-hating program on the airwaves.
Let me clarify.
That's a
something badge
I will wear proudly.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Tennessee. I love Josh Heupel and his offense. Let's just put this just in the whole Tennessee realm of it all. Great, great coach there. But as for everything else, just not a fan of all
their
the
fans.
Tennessee hype. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know some people that are relatives of mine that are Vol fans, but I'm not a big Vols guy. I can't do it.
I think Tennessee is one of those schools where you either are one of them or you're not a big fan of them. Like, it, I think Alabama's the same way. Trying to think of Yankees fans.
Yeah, you love them or you hate them.
Cowboys, like, and I'm not saying Tennessee's like the Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees, Duke, but it's like, it's one of those fan bases where it's like, you either are one of them or you're not a huge fan of them.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I may catch a lot of flack for this, but it feels to me like Tennessee fans don't really exist outside of the state of Tennessee.
I doubt that.
Probably.
They're everywhere. Yeah. I mean, when you go to, like, college football bowl games, for example, like the Orange Bowl or just the Citrus Bowl, whatever it may be. I know those are orange colors.
Yeah.
Vols fans are everywhere. Like,
yeah.
I remember watching a bowl game a few years back. I think South Carolina was in this bowl game. I don't know who the other team was, but I think Tennessee was projected to go to the certain bowl, and they did.
They bought the tickets.
And they bought the tickets. There was a lot of orange in those stands. So
then I'm wrong. I'll take the L on that one. Yeah, I'll be wrong about that.
I'll just say I think these Vols fans, they travel, and they travel well.
Yeah.
I love that Parker brought up Chase Burns and Wake Forest, because we talked about the Southern Miss connection when we were going through the bracket, but Chase Burns, if you haven't watched him pitch, he is an electric factory.
Oh, yeah.
Like, will strike out the side and just go absolutely crazy walking back to the dugout. Imagine him going back to Knoxville, where he just transferred from, and pitching in a super for a shot to go to Omaha. That is must-see TV.
Imagine he strikes out Christian Moore.
Yeah.
They will be livid.
Well, yeah. I mean, you saw, was it Mississippi State in Tennessee? Almost got into it in the SEC tournament.
It was.
So, who knows? That would be must-see TV. And ECU is hosting that 16th seed regional with Wake Forest in it. And ECU just lost in their conference tournament. Tulane going back-to-back in the American. So, vulnerable team for Wake Forest to go out, earn a spot in the Knoxville Super Regional. Chase Burns on a Friday night in Knoxville pitching against Tennessee. Must-see TV, for sure.
Yeah. You can't go wrong there. It's college football. It's college baseball at its finest.
And we talked about Vanderbilt. They're going to Clemson. And I did get confirmation on Twitter. Clemson is a hitter's ballpark, which maybe doesn't bode well for Vanderbilt in the traditional setting. But Coastal Carolina was one of the last four teams in, according to the committee. So maybe a good draw there for Vandy. And if we see Tigers and Commodores for a shot to go to a super, they are matched up with Oklahoma State on the other side. We will take one final break here on Four's Company. We've had a lot to talk about. I don't think we're going to make any picks today, but we'll wrap up the show, send you off to Dodgers and Mets coming up on our airwaves here on 102.5 The Game, and we'll let you enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Great three-day weekend. Again, our question of the day, we want to hear from you in this final segment. If you have any stories or want to honor family members who served and pay the ultimate sacrifice, we'd love to hear from you and tell their stories in our final segment. That's up next here on Four's Company on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. I know Brandon's playing this because of Mariano Rivera, but I'm ready to start jumping in the studio right now. Enter Sandman to bring us home on this Memorial Day. Four's Company, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Brandon Aldrich. I'm so glad you did this. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Wrapping up the show, again, we've been with you since 11 a.m. Big thanks to Chase McCabe for entrusting Four's Company to take you through your Memorial Day. We did just get some news in the break. We had said that Dodgers-Mets was coming up next over our airwaves. It got rained out.
Sorry, guys.
So I apologize for anyone who was thinking we might get some live baseball coming up. I believe we're just going to go to ESPN Radio. But there is more coming up later this afternoon. I was just looking at what's on our airwaves. We will have hockey coming up on 102.5 The Game. Stars at Oilers Game 3. That starts at 7 o'clock here on 102.5. And then over on 94.9, we'll have Game 4 of Celtics Pacers. So plenty of live sports to wrap up your Memorial Day here on our stations. Guys, been a fun show. Wrapping up here, we got about 10 minutes left. We got into a lot of stuff. Titans, baseball, we made our picks for the College Baseball National Championship as the bracket was released. Should be a really fun weekend coming up with the regionals. And also the Women's College World Series is this week as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's just baseball, softball, all the above. I mean, this is what you kind of live for during the spring / summer months, is when you don't have football as the king on TV, you go for baseball, which is even better. Yeah. In my opinion, it's one of my favorite sports. I mean, hey, got to lean towards it.
Yeah. I fluctuate with the seasons. Like, when we're in football season, I'm in football mode. Then we hit, you know, late October, early November. I've been saying it all weekend. I'm a diehard Cats fan, so I go full college mode, but
and Nashville Cats fan, yeah,
yeah, and Nashville.
I believe we have the Nashville Cats show tonight too.
That is,
I would think they would do one, even though it's Memorial Day.
I believe that was on the docket. Yes,
but yeah, stay tuned to 102.5 The Game and check our social media as well. I'm sure we'll have updates there. I do want to mention. Today is opening day in the Northwoods League. I spent two summers up there. I just want to shout out all of the coaches, players, broadcasters, staff members who do summer league baseball because it is a grind, especially for the players who are coming off a 50-game college season or more than that, 60 sometimes, and then they go play 60 or 70 games during the summer. That is a grind for them. For sure.
Is that the same league Dylan Cruz, you broadcasted his game?
Charlie Condon.
Oh, Condon. Yep. Really? Yeah.
But they've had a few. Max Scherzer, Chris Sale, Pete Alonso all played in that league. So, yeah, just shout out. They start up. My good friend Nick Studdard is the new manager of the St. Cloud Rocks, and they start in Bismarck, North Dakota today.
They have some pretty exotic team names in that league.
Oh, yeah. They love the there's the Bismarck Larks, the Minot Hot Tots. That's
hot
a new
tots?
One. Yeah, like up there that. In the Midwest, like Tater Tot Casserole is a big thing. So that's what they're named after. They are the Hot Tots.
I love exotic sports names. Like you see it here kind of locally with the Miami Marlins affiliate, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, the minor league baseball is starting to take it, but that is where those names started was like the summer collegiate teams. Yeah. The Savannah Bananas, they were a summer collegiate team before they kind of transferred over to the traveling baseball circus
comedy,
kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think the AAA team, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers or whatever,
yep,
their alternative name is the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers.
Oh,
I don't know if y'all have seen that.
The alternative names are great. The Bismarck Larks, like I mentioned, they are the motorboaters.
I love the sounds.
Really?
Nashville Brewskies.
Yeah, the Brewskies. Yeah.
And then they have the Hot Chickens, too.
Yep. That was a fun weekend. I think I was over at the park that weekend when they were the Hot Chickens, and they were handing out the Hot Chicken Passport, where it's like you can go get a deal from all the different Hot Chicken places.
Really?
Yeah.
I
wonder if they're doing that again.
Game. I hope so. I would think so. They just did this weekend. They did the I don't know how to say it, but it is like a Latin theme. And
The vihuelas.
The
guitars.
The guitars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really?
But I know our good friend Jeff Hem did like a Hot Ones type thing with, I think it was Brian Navarretto was the player, but like they sat down and like had hot chicken and like different spice levels and asked questions and stuff.
I don't think Jeff's a big spice guy either.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like
it
seemed like they were both kind of struggling once they got up to whatever the highest level was.
the piping hot.
I never go up that high. I'm a medium guy. I might dip my toe in hot, but never whatever like
I will say, like, whenever I have hot food, especially if this establishment has like bread to go along with it, I call that the devil's blanket.
Yeah.
They have all the sauce just, I wouldn't say melted, but it's just seeped into
the
bread.
It's like you breathe it in. Yeah. It's a lot.
Because they give you the bread to kind of ease the pain of the hot spice off the chicken, but it doesn't help when they just put it right on top and you just basically. Tucking the
I'm just not a big
chicken.
Spice guy. I can't do it. It's not for me. I mean, I'm more of a like southern chicken. Oh yeah. But like I'm not into the flaming hot stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. I'm with Jake on this though. Like if you get a good like medium chicken breast that's just medium spice, I'm about it.
I'll dip my toe in hot, but I like if I'm ordering at a restaurant, I won't order that. Like
right.
I'll try your hot, but I'm ordering
now. You. If I'm getting a burrito or something, throw in some jalapeno.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the move. Yeah.
Benny in West Tennessee on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're talking about some of the like the weird college teams. He says Jackson has a team now, the Rockabillies.
The Rockabillies.
That's a great one.
Okay.
Brandon, what was the name of the Scranton Wilkes-Barre? They did like a diner theme.
I believe it was their AA team. It was Somerset Patriots, but they're going to be going as the Jersey Diners.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was like a 50s diner theme. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, you got the Rocket City Trash Pandas, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, even you see it in hockey, too. Locally, we got the Knoxville Ice Bears.
The Ice Bears, yeah.
Yeah, they go crazy up there, and the Northwoods League is no different. So, again, I just wanted to shout them out as we're kind of wrapping up our show here. Got a couple more minutes. We're talking food. Any fun food plans for Memorial Day? Any cookout plans?
Thinking maybe some burgers when I get back to the house. Love me a good smash burger.
Just all American.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, I could go for a cheeseburger. I didn't have lunch.
Yeah.
Neither did I. We've been on the air since 11.
Today.
Oh, yeah. Nutrition. What do you have for breakfast?
I had some Cinnamon Toast Crunch this morning.
Okay.
Not particularly good for you, but I was kind of in a rush. So.
CT Crunch, gotta love
CT
it.
CT Crunch.
Dry or with the milk?
Oh, with milk, of course. Right. Yeah.
There's some people that don't
have people are weird. With milk. Yeah, no. No.
I will say, we're talking about hot chicken real fast. What's the go-to dipping sauce?
Not blue cheese.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a ranch guy.
Okay.
But I will, I like... Some places will do like a comeback sauce or something like that, like a little more flavor than the ranch. I'm in for that too.
Yeah. You guys know what my sauce of choice is.
Zach's sauce.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I have to be back in here at like 5, so I will probably be going to Zaxby's right after this.
Hey, he's on his way. Whoever the manager
is. Get some
is.
Ranch too. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in today, our special edition here on Memorial Day of Four's Company. Again, you can tune in with us again on Saturday, 9 to 11, our usual time slot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your Memorial Day. We'll talk to you then.
See ya.